the first of February, we had snow on the ground. And then we had my wife was doing a practice teaching. She couldn't go to school for several weeks. Couldn't get
That's
there.
Bad.
And we had weather, you know, I think several degrees below zero every day of weather.
That's bad. Yeah, some trees froze here for the first time, you know, like orange trees and that sort of thing. Whether they get cold and they have moisture inside and it kills a plant.
Let's see, before we talk about weather, we talk about animals and stuff like
right.
that. Right. One other question I want to get there. The things that you put a food in for a hog, they would be what?
That's a trough. Mm-hmm.
If you have more than one, you have two.
Troughs.
Mm-hmm. And next few questions I'll ask them. Not sure how familiar they'll be, but we'll go ahead and ask them. When a calf is being weaned, do you know what kind of noise it would make? Do you have a name for the kind of noise the calf makes when it's being weaned?
Yeah. If I use a term, probably blates, you know, that's a term I use, a blating calf.
Mm-hmm. And what about the noise that a horse would make if at a feeding time? Gentle noise.
Mm-hmm. See now, it's not a whinny. Mm-hmm. Could be a whinnying noise. Yeah.
What about that a cow would make at feeding time?
Bellowing.
Mm-hmm. And you have a term that would cover, say, mules and cows and oxen and horses, just all that together.
A sound.
You know, a term that would cover all those animals together.
Yeah. Probably so. Probably cattle. Or call them bovines. That's a biological term, I think.
What about things like turkeys and geese and chickens and all that? You have a term that covers all that?
Yeah. Fowls.
Mm-hmm. And a hen on a nest of eggs, she would be, what kind of hen she would be?
A sitting hen.
And where would you keep chickens? You mentioned that you had chickens. Whereabouts would you keep those?
Okay. Chicken house, chicken pen, chicken roost.
You ever have a small, like, cage or
coop. Something? Coop, yeah. Coop, that's an old expression.
Just keep biddies in there? Or?
Yeah.
What about the, on the chicken, the piece of chicken that I, you know, pull apart? What's your term for
that? Well, that's the wishbone.
And you remember the superstition that went with that?
Yes.
And can you tell me that?
Person who gets the longest piece gets his wish. Mm-hmm. If you pull the pulley bone.
Yeah. Do you have a name for it?
It's called a pulley bone too, mm-hmm. A wishbone. Mm-hmm.
Do you have a name for all the inside parts of the chicken that are edible? So the heart, the gizzard, the liver, the term that would cover all those?
Yeah, I think so. I'm trying to think of that term. You make it into gravy, and you know, or you put it into the stuffing. I've forgotten.
You ever heard Haslett or Harslett for that?
No. No, there's another term besides that.
What about the intestines of the hog? You might use them for casing sometimes.
Yes.
What do you call those?
Well, they call them chitterlings. Mm-hmm. Chitterlings, or chitterlings, as we call them.
You ever eaten any of them?
Never would.
Yeah. Now, say if it's time to feed the livestock and do the chores and that kind of thing, do you have a name for that time to be? What time would be?
What time of the day?
Mm-hmm. Or you have a name for that time? Do you have a special name for it?
No.
Mm-hmm. And say you wanted to get your cows in from pasture. Would you have what kind of call would you use? Do you have a call for that?
No. Mm-hmm.
What about to make them stand still during milking?
Oh, God. I don't know that. Mm-hmm.
And do you have any calls that you would use to get a calf in or anything?
No.
What about to a horse?
No.
If you want to make your mule go left or right in plowing, you have terms?
Yeah, G's and haws.
You know which is which?
I don't know. G and haw.
So what if you wanted to make him go faster? What might you say?
I'd knock him on his rear. I wouldn't know what to say to him, though.
Yeah. And what about to stop him? What might you say? To slow him down?
I think G means to go ahead and haw means to stop. That's what it is. But the others, I don't know.
Yeah, when he calls to pigs.
Yeah, sui.
What does that mean to get?
Come on in.
What about the chickens?
Well, I've called chickens too. But I've got what I called them.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. What about the sheep? Have you called for that?
I imagine so. I know we're going to call the sheep.
Yeah. If you want to get the horses ready, you know, say to go somewhere, you have to go to them first. You
have to bridle them up.
And the danger.